Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the nation gears up for a series of state assembly elections, a significant milestone has just been reached. Polling has concluded in Assam, Kerala, and Puducherry, with voter turnout hitting exceptionally high levels across all three states and union territories. First, let us set the context. India's 2026 general round of state assembly elections is a crucial test of political equations between the NDA, the India bloc, and regional parties across geographically and culturally distinct polities. 9th April phase, covering Assam, Kerala, and Puducherry, saw some of the highest ever turnouts recorded in these states, reflecting high political mobilization. But why does this matter? It matters because these elections will shape the political landscape of these states and potentially have a ripple effect on national politics. Now, let us look at the specifics. The results are expected on 4th May 2026. Coming phases include 23rd April 2026 for Tamil Nadu and West Bengal Phase 1, followed by West Bengal Phase 2 on 29th April 2026. And here is something that surprises many students. Despite the high turnout, the actual results will only be known after the counting on 4th May 2026. Moving on to the state-wise analysis, let us start with Assam. Assam is a BJP stronghold under Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, who won a strong mandate in 2021. The 2026 election tests whether BJP can repeat that performance or if anti-incumbency factors, including protests over the unified pension scheme transition and APSC recruitment irregularities, dent its support. Key issues in Assam include the NRCCA implementation, APSC recruitment scam, unemployment among educated youth, tea garden workers' wages, and floods and erosion in the Brahmaputra Valley. Note this carefully, the Jalukbari constituency, which is the chief minister's seat, is a BJP stronghold. Crucially, it is worth pausing here to note that Assam's assembly has 126 seats, which is one of the smaller assemblies in the country, as per Article 170 of the Constitution, which deals with the composition of state legislative assemblies. Remember this number, 126 seats in Assam, with the minimum being 60 and the maximum being 500 seats for any state assembly. Now, let us turn to Kerala. Kerala has historically alternated between the Left Democratic Front, led by the CPM, and the United Democratic Front, led by Congress, every election since 1980, a pattern unique in Indian politics. The LDF under CM Pinrai Vijayan won a landmark back-to-back victory in 2021, breaking the alternation pattern for the first time in four decades. The 2026 election tests whether LDF can secure an unprecedented third consecutive term. Key issues in Kerala include the state's fiscal crisis, with a debt-to-GSDP ratio of around 38%, unemployment among NRI-returned youth, the fallout of the gold smuggling case, the performance of women's self-help groups like Kudumbashree, and the Vizhinjam port development. And here is something interesting, Kerala has the highest female voter turnout among major states historically. Next, we have Puducherry, which is constitutionally unique as a union territory with a legislature under Article 239A. This distinctness leads to recurring center-state frictions, similar to Delhi's situation. Key issues in Puducherry include the demand for statehood, centrality power dynamics, fisheries development, and Tamil identity issues, including linguistic and cultural alignment with Tamil Nadu. The current alliance in Puducherry is ANRC, led by former CM N. Rangasamy, allied with the BJP, while Congress is allied with the DMK. Now, let us delve into the constitutional framework that governs these elections. The Election Commission of India, under Article 324, is the sole authority for the superintendence, direction, and control of elections to Parliament and state legislatures. The Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners have constitutional protection, with their removal requiring a process akin to the removal of a Supreme Court judge. What makes this significant is that the Election Commission's structure includes the Chief Election Commissioner and two Election Commissioners, with the removal of the Election Commissioners being possible through a recommendation by the Chief Election Commissioner. Building on this, the delimitation of constituencies is governed by Article 82, which mandates that Parliament enacts a Delimitation Act after each census. The Delimitation Commission is a statutory body, and its orders have the force of law and cannot be challenged in any court. Note this carefully, the number of assembly seats has been frozen since the 1977 amendment and will remain so until the 2026 census-based delimitation. The Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam of 2023 links the implementation of women's reservation to delimitation. It is worth noting that India uses the first-past-the-post system for Lok Sabha and State Assembly elections, where the candidate with the most votes wins, regardless of majority. This produces disproportionate seat-vote ratios but enables clear majorities. Critics argue that proportional representation would better reflect voter preferences. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under GS2, polity, specifically the electoral system and federalism. Key analytical issues for mains include the debate on concurrent elections, Puducherry's governance paradox, Kerala's fiscal model, Assam's NRC, and the anti-defection law. Remember, understanding these concepts is crucial for your UPSC preparation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have significant election data. Assam has 126 seats, with CM Himanta Biswa Sarma from the BJP. Kerala has 140 seats, with CM Pinrai Vijayan from the CPM-LDF. Puducherry has 30 seats and is governed under Article 239A as a UT with a legislature. The results are expected on 4th May 2026. Constitutional references include Article 170 for the composition of state legislative assemblies, Article 239A for union territories with a legislature, Article 324 for the Election Commission, and Article 82 for delimitation after each census. In conclusion, these assembly elections are a pivotal moment in India's political landscape, reflecting the complex interplay of national and regional forces. As these elections unfold, they will not only shape the destinies of Assam, Kerala, and Puducherry but also have broader implications for Indian federalism and democracy.